This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you're worried about underarm sweat and odor, it can be distracting. Like this. Or this. Or even this. It's time to silence those distractions with a spray of powerful Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Featuring our 72-hour protection and soothing one-quarter moisturizing cream. Because when you forget about your underarms, you can focus on being unforgettable. Dove Men. Forgettable underarms. Unforgettable you.
Well hit! Well hit! It might be! It could be! Grand slam! A grand slam home run! Mariano Duncan! Can you believe it? The Phillies lead 6-5 in the eighth.
Just unbelievable. And that, of course, back from Mother's Day 1993 when Duncan, in the eighth inning, took future Hall of Famer Lee Smith deep for a grand slam at just an absolutely raucous Veterans Stadium. The Phillies bats had been struggling that day, but they came alive late. Phillies closed it out in the ninth inning. And, you know, I say that to say this. It's going to be a special weekend. You know, it's always neat when the Phillies alumni come back into town. Many of them live here, but many, of course, travel from various cities to come back for alumni weekend. They'll be inducting, you know, some folks into the team's Wall of Fame, but also honoring the 83 Phillies, pennant-winning team from 83, the 93 Phillies, pennant-winning team from 93, and we certainly wanted to dial at least someone up from one of those teams. And real happy today to have our buddy, one of the great Phillies pitchers from that team, went 16-4 in 1993. He'll be hanging with his buddies this weekend, Mr. Tommy Green. How you doing, Tommy?
Good morning, Joe D. How you doing, pal?
Good morning, Tommy. It's always great talking to you, man. And I know you're fired up because you're going to get to see so many of your friends from that team. And it's a special weekend when you guys all get together.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I've been fortunate, you know, with the Phillies. This 93 team sort of, you know, we've been together on and off the field, you know, during the course of our, you know, getting old, getting our gray years going a little bit because we're down in fantasy camp together. A lot of us are down there, and a lot of us are, you know, throughout the year come back. And, I mean, like you say, Mickey's here, Boa's here, Stocker's here, L.A.'s here. Milt's here, you know, so you get a chance to see some of that. Some of our guys, they're our brothers. I mean, we're brothers.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
it's a great time to see, like, Inky and somebody come in I haven't seen since I played with.
So, who are the guys that you don't see that often? Like, Mulholland doesn't pop up that often. I mean, I guess you got to be excited to see some of the dudes that don't normally get there.
Well, I've seen Mulholland once since I played with him.
Wow.
And I've seen Inky once, you know. Ben Rivera comes back periodically, to Alumni Weekend. Depends on what's going on. So I get a chance to see him, you know, periodically. And also Roger Mason's coming back. You know, I haven't seen him. I saw him one time when one of the other reunions we've had. But, you know, but the core group of guys, we, you know, with the Darren Dalton Foundation and stuff we do with, we got a lot of guys that kind of come and do that too, which is a great thing. Throughout the year, we do different things. So
absolutely.
It's good seeing them.
TD Green, I'm going to make you make a prediction for me. Who's the guy after this weekend that you're going to say, damn, hasn't changed?
Well, I mean, as soon as everybody starts walking into the door, most of them, I tell you who hadn't changed really is Hollins. Hollins looks like he still can play.
Really?
I mean, the same intensity. And, hey, what a he's a great guy, man.
He is.
You have to really get to know him because he's got that intensity about it. But I tell you, he's one of the greatest dudes on the planet.
Yeah,
I've gotten
to know him the last couple of years. He is amazing, and I, you know, it's funny because he was known for kind of giving the media a hard time, and he came up a few years ago to me and was like, "Hey Joe, I got to apologize to you." I'm like, "For what?" He goes, "Well, you know, I treated you guys rough. I treated you rough." I'm like, "Dave, I was like 14 years old, man. Like, you don't have to apologize to me. You don't have to apologize to me. It's all good. All right, Tommy, I want to play your audio because, you know, when we say 16-4 for you in 93, that doesn't tell the full story, which is a great record, by the way. I mean, 16-4 is tremendous. But it doesn't tell the full story because, of course, your most important win doesn't even count in your regular season record, and it's game six. When you guys clinched it, game six, a really, I mean, magical special night at Veterans Stadium. Let's listen to Harry Callis calling the – oh, James, you don't have the audio here? I thought you had the audio. My fault. Okay, James has the clinch into the National League Championship Series. Let's in the National League. Let's listen to that instead. The clinch of the NL. This is out in Pittsburgh. And here is here's how it went down when you guys – this was big. First time since 83 making the playoffs. Here's how you guys clinched it in Pittsburgh in 93.
Ground ball. It's fair ball. Kroc to Paul. The Phillies are the 93 National League Eastern Division champions. This wonderful band of throwback players has won the National League East, mobbing one another on the field.
So tell us about, you know – the party that night, Tommy. What was going on?
Oh, I tell you what. There's a lot of about that night I don't remember. later on, you know, it was a late night. I know that, but I tell you, people ask me about beating Atlanta to go to the World Series, or to me the biggest thing is it was in Pittsburgh. I mean, because that I looked at that clinching that because that was the. We were the last team before the wild card because the next year was a strike. You didn't have postseason play, so we were the last year. You know, you had to win to get in, and it was a correlation of the whole year's worth of work, you know, to get into the playoffs. You know, and that's the way I looked at that. I mean, everybody, you know, it was a team effort to get there, and that meant a lot to hear Harry. Hear Harry's call. I mean, he pretty much made me smile when he said it. You know, wonderful bands of misfits. You know, we were like the island of misfit toys. That's what we were. You know, all thrown in together. You know, but we found a way to make it work. And of course, we played the game the right way, and we played it hard. And you know, we had a wonderful bunch of guys, veterans and young guys. So it was one of the best times of my life. I know that.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
And Tommy and his teammates, many of them will be together this weekend, alumni weekend for the Phils, 83 and 93, both being honored. You know, Tommy, there is a certain sadness, I think, to the reunion in that a number of players from the team have passed away, coaches and players, Dutch very notably. And you've been very willing through the years to share the story of Darren's impact on your life in retirement and kind of where you were at your life at that point and how Dutch – you know, even after you guys had stopped playing, played a pivotal role in creating happiness for you to this day. If you could, for those that don't know that story, I'm sure people would love to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, it gives me chills thinking about it because, as you alluded to right there, I was in a dark place a little bit because I've lost my first wife to cancer and was going through a lot, you know. And Darren got me back reconnected with a young lady. Now she's my wife, my wife now, that I met back in 1986, my first spring training. Wow. And it was a chance meeting and the wonderful thing, you know, we got back reconnected, you know, we were, and it just started communicating and talking, you know, one night. And here's the way I look at it. I said, what woman on the face of the planet goes up to Darren Dalton and asked about another dude? Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, that's what my wife now did. You know, and it was just inquisitive. You know, and it started out our communication together. And what it did, you know, he gave her my number at the end of the night. And we don't give out numbers. You know, he saw something, he just put us on a path just of communication, and that's the way it led. It led me to coming back to Philadelphia and and changed my life. I mean, that meeting and first, you know, my personal life, he changed my life. I come out of that dark place and realize there's more to life than just, you know, after 20 years of marriage and losing a loved one, you know, that there is, you know, the sun comes out tomorrow. You can have a good life and enjoy yourself and not be depressed about things. And so I have to, you know, I told Dutch before he passed, and every time I saw him, I said, I cannot possibly thank you enough and repay you for what you've done for me. And I got a chance to tell him that, you know. So, you know, to lose Dutch, you know, I mean, for me and Wendy, was because he was such a dear friend, and what he'd done for us was heartbreaking, you know. And it's the least we can do to keep his wish going about his foundation to try to help people with this god awful disease with glioblastoma and cancer. Period. We're fighting for everybody to try to make a difference, you know, in families and make people comfortable as we can while they fight this disease. So
well said. And Tommy, I want to certainly make note of the website. You know, people can get involved, direct donations to DarrenDaltonFoundation.org, raising money in the fight against cancer. And again, that's DarrenDaltonFoundation.org. It'll certainly be, you know, I'm sure pretty prominently displayed this weekend through a lot of different ways. And it's worth saying again, if you want to make a direct donation in the fight against cancer, DarrenDaltonFoundation.org. Tommy, let me ask you one more question here. Let's get to the present day, Phil. So you did something, and not, you know, too many have, that Michael Lorenzen did this week. You pitched a no-hitter in 1991. Lorenzen did it 2 days ago. You did it up in Montreal in 91. What is Michael Lorenzen's week like now? What was your week like then? What is he going through 2 days after having pitched a no-hitter? You know, another start's coming up, but you got this major afterglow. What's that experience like for him?
I tell you what, the soaking in, the soaking in of it, you know, it was like you were saying, it probably not really hit you until about now, because you've been answering requests and trying to, you know, I know me, it was a little different because I was on the road. I got to Pittsburgh when we left Montreal. It was a getaway day when I threw mine in. And I don't know how they got my number because I was under a different name in the hotel, but my phone, I mean, it went in the room. I had like 40 messages on it from people wanting to, you know, to talk, to interviews, reporters, you know, people. I don't know how they found me, but they find you. But he's going through all that type of stuff, the requests and stuff. And his time, you know, he still has, he's got to budget his time a little bit, you know, and enjoy. You got to enjoy that. That's what you remember. I was fortunate enough, you know, to where I didn't have cell phones and stuff. And you didn't get clobbered, you know, probably like he is, you know, with the media stuff, because you got access to, you know, people calling them, texting all the time. You got stuff going on. But that's what I remember about mine, and that's probably different with him. But I tell you what, it's a wonderful thing. You know, he's probably feeling now, coming down, taking a deep breath. But today's probably a little bit of a work day for him, you know, I'm thinking. And not that yesterday he probably didn't do a little bit of something, but today's a work day. He's got to start preparing himself for his next time out, man. I mean, because, hey, the sun comes up tomorrow. You're only as good as your next outing is, man. You can forget about yesterday. You got to go out and prove it again tomorrow. So, and that's the way I looked at it.
Tommy, last one for me. Something the Phillies are going to have to deal with here pretty soon. You dealt with it early in your career, not so much when you got here to Philadelphia. The transition from starter to reliever. Phillies have six starters right now. We know they go to the postseason. They're not going to be using a six-man rotation. How difficult is that? How do you go about getting your mindset that if you've been a starter throughout the entire year, now you're going to have to come through the pen? How did the Phillies who on the Phillies do you think are well set to do something like that for the postseason?
Well, I tell you what. That's a real good question, and it's a real good point. And it all depends. I know when I come, I was a starter my whole career, and I didn't relieve a game until I got in the big leagues, and it's a different beast. So to mentally learn how to prepare yourself and know your body, how it reacts, how much it takes to get ready. And that way, because back in the day, you know, you could get up two or three times. If you didn't watch out, you could leave everything in the bullpen. You got to know when it's ready. So you got to know your body, how to get ready, and then the mindset. As far as you know, it helped me because being a reliever, it helped me bring out more aggression to pitch with more aggression, but controlled aggression. That's what we talked about as me and Leo Mazzoni back in the day. That's what they were trying to get out of me as a starter a little bit. More of aggression rather than less than a laid-back good old country boy. Go out there and pitch with a little bit of vinegar in you. Do you know what I mean? And a little bit of attitude and stuff like that. You know, see, and that helped me get out. Once I got there, I credit to all my bullpen mates, you know, Mitch Williams, Roger McDowell, Darrell Alkerfelds, all the guys, Irish Mike Ryan, you know, my bullpen coach. I mean, they really helped me get into that, you know, mode and helped me learn how to take care of my body a little bit. So that's what it helps. Now, you got guys on the current team. Depends on which way they go, who's going hot at the end. You never know. It could be Lorenzo to start, or he could. We know he can relieve. We've been there.
No
now,
question.
Who do they have on that staff? We know Suarez can come out of the bullpen, too. You know, it all depends on who's going hot at the time. They got to make that decision, you know, because we got to have the couple hottest pitchers pitching in those games, you know. You know, in those first games out,
no
I guess,
question
in the wild card
it.
Stuff. You know,
exactly.
So we got to have those hot guys going. So,
Tommy, love you, man. I'll see you this weekend, and have fun with your guys, man. I'm very happy for you guys. You guys made the city so proud all those years ago, man. And just want you to know, man, we really wanted to highlight all you guys today.
Well, I appreciate you. I mean, you give me an opportunity to come out there and talk about the teams and. Talk about Philadelphia a little bit because we got the best fans in the world, and they do appreciate good baseball and appreciate hard work and hustle and the way you play the game. They notice that stuff. That's what makes them so great.
Thanks, Tommy. I'll see you this weekend. Thanks, pal.
You got it, pal.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.